You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors, and he is not here today, but that's okay, because Leslie and I will talk about Man Up event for Boys and Girls Club. My guest today is Leslie Absher with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington. Mm-hmm. And I always want to say Monroe County because I always feel like Ellettsville gets
absolutely
excluded,
yes.
But of Bloomington. So welcome first.
Thank you.
This is the first time you've been on our show.
It is.
I know that Jeff's been on the show at least once, if not more than that. But you guys got a big event coming up.
We do.
Lots of changes happening at the Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely, yeah.
All kinds of craziness and money being raised.
Oh, yeah, always.
Great contributions from the community. Everybody's getting involved.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about Boys and Girls Club in general.
Sure, yeah.
Tell us what it is in case somebody doesn't know. It's been here forever.
Yes, since 1956. We've been in the community for 60 years. Actually, we're celebrating our 60th anniversary this year in 2016. So it's exciting, and it's an exciting time for the club. We serve, like you said, Monroe County, so not just Bloomington. We've got two locations in Bloomington. One is downtown on Lincoln Street. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the club that everybody thinks of when they think of the Boys and Girls Club.
Right by the police station.
Yeah, that was the Boys
iconic
Club, right?
Yep.
A lot of people played basketball there, brought kids to basketball games there. My husband, actually, I found his old membership card one time when I was digging through old boxes of membership cards. So lots of people who grew up in this community had some kind of interaction with the Boys Club back then.
Mm-hmm.
Became the Boys and Girls Club in 1992. It doesn't seem like it should have taken that long, but it did. So 1992, it became the Boys and Girls Club. It opened to boys and girls. And at that point, too, they opened a location in the Crestmont neighborhood. So that neighborhood has historically been known as Pigeon Hill or The Hill. We don't call that anymore. We call it Crestmont now. And the Bloomington Housing Authority has duplexes there, and people live in those duplexes, and there are neighborhoods surrounding the housing authority as well. And the club opened a location in 1990, actually, there, and it opened open to boys, but girls started coming anyway.
So their siblings, the sisters.
Yes, they just started showing up. So we thought, you know what, let's open it to both boys and girls. And we opened to the boys and girls in that neighborhood. That's a small club.
Mm-hmm.
The Lincoln Street Club serves as many as 200 kids in any given day. The Crestmont Club, max capacity, they cannot serve more than 60. And that is really pushing it. So typically they serve closer to 40 kids a day at the Crestmont location. And actually, we even use the community building at the housing authority for our teens sometimes when we just have too many kids in that space. We're overflowing.
Absolutely.
And then we've got another location, like you mentioned, at Ellettsville. And Ellettsville has actually grown significantly. Jeff was involved in getting that club open through Leadership Bloomington Monroe County and a group of colleagues he worked with to do that. That's where that started.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2009, they opened that club, and it serves as many as 150 kids a day. It's a huge club, actually, and it's growing and growing and growing there. So yeah, so we're continually growing all the time, and we're actually over capacity or max capacity at all of our sites. So that's something we've known for a few years, five or six, actually. We've known we need to expand. We need to figure out how to either build another club or expand our current clubs or add a club, just talking through the possibilities. We don't want any kid after school to be turned away. We want no kid to not have an affordable option after school.
Mm-hmm.
And there are kids that don't have an affordable option after school right now. And that's not acceptable. This
exactly.
is Bloomington. This
right.
is a great community. That is not acceptable. So we are going to do what we can to remedy that. So what we're doing is a capital campaign. And we've talked about this. We went public in April. And so we've been talking about this for a long time. But it's exciting. And we are going to renovate our old 1920s armory building that is downtown on Lincoln Street. That it's raining today, so is probably the roof is leaking a little bit in certain parts, and the foundation is not so sturdy in other parts. That actually there's part of the club that we don't even use because it's just not usable. We have to do renovations to make it
right.
even safe for kids to be in that section. And so there's a whole section that's kind of closed off. There's old locker rooms that take up a significant amount of space on the bottom floor that we never use because we don't do the volume of sports programming that we used to in the 60s, 70s, 80s. And so it's just unused space. And so we need to reconfigure the space, save the building, really, from crumbling and falling down. And we looked at other options. You know, people said, why do you even worry about that old? Yeah, why not just bulldoze it and start over? And there's lots of reasons, but the main one really is the location.
Mm-hmm.
That location is a prime location in this community. Mm-hmm. We're right downtown. Everyone knows where it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's so close to Indiana University. We've got student volunteers by the hundreds that walk to that club and help. Mm-hmm. And actually, once they get in the door at the Lincoln Street Club, we can funnel them to Ellettsville, which to them is like Siberia, right? They don't know anything about Ellettsville. It's so far away. But once they get in the Lincoln Street Club, they get it and they understand, oh, Ellettsville needs help too. Sure, I can drive out there. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really our funnel. We funnel volunteers to Crestmont. We funnel volunteers to Ellettsville. But they start at Lincoln. They come to that location.
Mm-hmm.
So it's critical for volunteers for us as kind of the face of the organization.
Right. Absolutely.
And it's also, like you said, by the police station. So that doesn't hurt. And it's right across the street from a park.
Absolutely.
And downtown, there's no better way to have green space downtown. We're right across from 3rd Street Park. Mm-hmm. There's a stage there. The kids do performances outdoors. There's playground there. There's open space that we do flag football and soccer. It's just the perfect location. And there's not a better location that we could find that would make sense for us. So it's really worth saving that building. Plus, it's historic.
Absolutely.
It's a historic building. It's a 1928 original armory building in Bloomington. And we're honored to be able to have that building to take care of and to preserve and to respect the history of that building. And, you know, I'm on the Historic Preservation Commission as an advisory member in my free time. And so I really love, you know, the best way to preserve something is to keep using it.
Right.
And to be able to put it to use. And I love that we're going to configure the inside of that space so that we can serve about 50 more kids a day in that location. And the spaces that we do have there will be better utilized. So we'll be able to soundproof the rooms that we have music classes in.
Sure.
We'll be able to keep the games room away from the homework room so the kids doing homework don't think, well, I want to be out playing foosball instead of doing my homework.
Exactly.
We'll be able to separate spaces so it's easier for kids to focus on what it is that they're doing right in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the project. The second part of the project is Crestmont. So Crestmont, like I said, is a tiny little club in the Housing Authority, and we are actually going to build a 21,000 square foot club in that neighborhood.
Awesome.
And by comparison, Lincoln Street is 17,000 square feet. So it's even going to be bigger than the Lincoln Street Club. And instead of serving 40-ish kids a day, we're going to serve as many as 160. And Jeff says, no, we'll serve 200. He thinks that's a conservative number, which it probably is. But there are 743 kids within less than a 10-minute walk of that build site.
Yeah.
And we're serving 40.
Yeah.
It's just
you're
not
barely
enough.
Touching it.
No, it's not enough. And there's so many kids. If you even just hang out, we have our offices there now. Actually, we've started the transition and we've got our offices there. And when the buses let off, for about an hour after the buses let off, there are kids everywhere. And I say to Jeff all the time, they're already here. We just need them in the building, supervised, doing enriching activities, not just out doing who knows what they're doing, right?
Exactly.
So it's exciting. It's just an exciting time for our club. It's an exciting place. And so that's a little history and a little bit about kind of what we're doing moving forward too.
And it's busy. You're busy.
Oh my gosh. We're so busy. So you know, right? And we're always working. And we have an army of volunteers. So we have an excellent board. Our board is a fundraising board. They're an active board. They're engaged. They're fantastic. Brian Thompson's actually on our board. He's a board president right now, so he could tell you a lot about it too. And we've got a great group of committee members who are leading the charge for our capital campaign as well. We have over 100 volunteers who've said yes to this capital campaign, who've said, you know, it's not about the buildings, it's not about the bricks and mortar, it's about providing a safe place for kids.
And I think one of the things that we need to make sure to talk about is what it costs for a child to attend the Boys and Girls Club after school.
Absolutely.
On an annual basis. I mean, people pay, and I paid a lot of money when my kids were young to go to an aftercare program through the school system or through a private child care facility, things like that. And it was upwards of a couple hundred dollars a week.
Oh, sure, sure.
So, and for one child to go to an after school program at any one of the clubs is a grand whopping total of
$20 a year.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Leslie Ebscher from the Boys and Girls Club to talk about an upcoming event.
Absolutely.